The Gemara had three different pshatim. How do you know that Moshe Rabbeinu did this? That Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get the sun to stop. So either it's learned out Gzeir Shava Achel Achel, or it's learned out from a Gzeir Shava Taste Taste, or Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, who's prominently featured in today's daf, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, Migufi de Krash Hamitlo. I know from the pasuk itself. Because what does the pasuk say? Hayoy Maze Achel Taste Pachtacha. And says the Gemara, when did this happen? That it was Yishmu un Shemacha v'rogzu v'cholu mipanecha. It happened at this time. So this is a remez. That's how you know that this is when this thing happened. And that's how you know that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to stop the sun in its tracks. The Marsha on this Gemara asks that, I don't understand. Means that the Eibishter stopped the sun. We say in Otz Yosher, how many synonyms of this inyan? Chil achaz yoshe pelashes that we mentioned earlier, right? But the whole kipol aleim a masav afachad bigdoz reyach yidmu kaavet adyap. The whole nusach over there talks about how all the nations of the world hamizach ketreisol them getzittered, and there's no mention over there of the sun. That was crazy. Absurd. That's just the miracles that happened. Mehechitaisni this miracle over here of ashiyishmun shemacha v'rogzul v'cholim ipanecha is referring to that. The truth is, if you take a look in Rashi and Chumash on that part. Rashi quotes this Chazal. Rashi quotes our Gemara over here. The Rashi is Dibra Maschul Tachas Kol HaShamayim. So again, let's get this pasuk a little bit better. Hayoyim Hazeh Ochel Teis Pachtucha V'Yiroscha Al Pnei Yoam Tachas Kol HaShamayim Ashe Yishmu Un Shemacha V'Rogzu V'Chol Mipanach. So in our Gemara, we had three Mahalchim. How you know Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the sun? Either Hayoyim Hazeh Ochel, or Hayoyim Hazeh Ochel Teis, or it's from the end of the pasuk. Ashiyishmon shemacha v'rogzu v'chol mipanach. Rashi brings the Chazal on the Dibra Maschul tachas kol hashamoy. So okay, like Rashi lomad she'om dechamel moisho b'yoy melchemes oig v'noida hadavar tachas kol hashamoy. It's clear from the Dibra Maschul from Rashi and even from the Hemshech of Rashi that Rashi is learning it up from the words tachas kol hashamoy. It's something that happened under the shamayim. It's the shemesh, right? That's what it sounds like. But this is what Rashi says. L'chayra, if that's the case, has nothing to do with Ashiyish Mun Shemacha V'rogzu V'chol Mipanecha. Fakar, it's before those words. It's from Tachas Kol HaShemayim. It's very nice. The problem is the Gemara doesn't say that. And the Marsha is coming from Unzur Gemara. It's not a Shver Marsha, it's a Shver Rashi. Because L'chayr, in the Gemara, it's Mefurish, that in Masai, when was it Ashiyish Mun Shemacha V'rogzu V'chol Mipanecha? It happened when Moshe Rabbeinu was Maimed the Shemesh. According to Rashi, the Diktok is not the Ashiyish Mun Shemacha V'rogzu V'chol Mipanecha. It's really the first part of the pasuk. The second part of the pasuk, I don't know, maybe it's talking about something else. Definitely a little bit of art. But Al Kapanim, this is the Marsha's kasha. Marsha himself says a Dover Nifla. Marsha says that what's the lashon of the pasuk? Hayim hazeh ochel teis pachtucha v'yiroscha al pnei yo'am tachas kol hashamayim ashe yishmun shemacha, you ready? V'rogzu v'cholu miponecha. They're going to be afraid of your face. Everyone knows the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Ayin Hei Omer Aleph Pnei Moshe was Kipnei Achama and Pnei Yeshua was Kipnei Alavana. The Lashon HaPasuk is the Rogzu V'Cholu Miponecha Vaistois the Yira had something to do with the Chama. That's what Marsha says. Miponecha is Pnei Moshe Kipnei Achama. That's what's going on over here. But I saw Dover Nifla Mamish. I saw Dover Nifla on the side of the Ein Yaakov. So one of the Mefarshim is called Ahavas Eson. So who's the Ahavas Eson? Who's the Pirish Ahavas Eson? So the Pirish Ahavas Eson was written by a Yid, a Goyen Olam. We're all familiar with this Goyen Olam. I'll tell you his name first. His name was Rabbi Avram Maskel Eson. That was his last name. His last name was Maskel Eson. He lived in Minsk, Alitvisha, or Russian. But either way, Rabbi Avram Maskel Eson, that was his name. He's more famous for Hagoyis that he wrote on Shas, that's in the back of the Gemara, that's known as the Mitzapa Eson. He's the Baal Mitzapa Eson. So he wrote a lot of Sfarim, all end with the word Eson. Maskel Eson. There's a Pirish he wrote called Ahavas Eson. It's on the side of the Ein Yaakov. Rabbi Avram Maskel Eson. Either way, he says a Dover Pelamavish. He says that if you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Yisrael, Rabbeinu Bechaya quotes a Medrash. We don't have this Medrash. It's like one of these old medrashim, a medrash yoshan noishan. So he quotes an alter medrash that says like this: Chamisha pamim amda chamal Moshe. So we're saying over here that Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to stop the sun. In fact, he did it five times: Yom shal yitzias Mitzrayim, v'yom shal yam, v'yom shal amalek, v'yom shal matan Torah, Just explain this a little bit better. When our Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the sun, what's it referring to? So then it says, we didn't speak out this Rashi. We're speaking out every Marsha, we missed the Rashi. So Rashi says that when did this happen? It happened in Mechemes Sichon. That's what Rashi says. It happened in Mechemes Sichon. That Rashi that we mentioned a second ago, Rashi ala Torah, where Rashi in Parshas Devarim brings this inyan. So Rashi over there says, all the Mepharshei Rashi asked the stira. But there's a stira in Rashi. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Chafei Amaral says it happened by Sichon, and Rashi in Chumash says it happened by Yoik. Incidentally, the Balaturim, right in the beginning of Parshas Balak, So Parshas Balak begins, Vayar Balak ben Tzipar is Koil Asha'os Yisrael Amori. Balaturim says, Vayar is Begematria Nokta Nokta Hachama. Because what scared Balak ben Tzipor when he saw the Nokta Hachama? It's referring to the war against Sichon and Oig that I mentioned right in the end of Parashas Chukas. Astir and Rashi, was it Sichon or was it Oig? But Al Kaponim, it was by the Mechema Sichon and Oig. Right? What this medrash that Rabbeinu Bechaya brings is, refers to as Yoim Shal Nachle Arnoi. Right? That was the place, the geography, the setting of where this war took place. Oh, but Rabbeinu Bechaya says it didn't just happen once, it happened five times. Yoim Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yoim Shal Yam, Yoim Shal Amolek, Yoim Shal Matan Torah, and Yoim Shal Nachle Arnoi. Truth is, Yoim Shal Amolek is a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Chumash says in the end of Parshas Beshalach that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was fighting against Amalekim, he knew they were astrologers and he was worried about it. They were going to manipulate. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and it was Amdolei Acham. So that has a Makar in a Rashi and Chumash. But Rabbeinu Bechaya says it really happened five times. Abizok Rabbi Avram Maskelei son, Hafla Vefela. One of the five times was Yom Shalyam. Freak the Marsha, how could the Gemara darshan that from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Asha Yishmun Shemacha V'rogzu V'chol Mipanecha, that's a riot that it was Amdolei Chama. You see by Kriyas Yamsev it says the same exact thing. And by Kriyas Yamsev it wasn't Amdolei Chama. Zok Rabbi Avram Maskelei son, it's not true. By Kriyas Yamsev it also happened. It's enough in a medrash. It's a medrash Rabbeinu Bechaya. This medrash will be Miyash of the Marsha's Kasha. Either way, there's a lot to talk about.